psalm today, Psalm 3. It's exciting. It talks about David's enemies. He's got enemies all over, and they're harassing him, and they're chasing him, but he doesn't care. He says, "But you, God, shield me on all sides. You ground my feet. You lift my head high. With all my might, I shout up to God. He answers thunder from the holy mountain." Wow! And then it goes on to talk about the enemies again, and then the last verse says, "Real help comes from God. Your blessing clothes your people." His blessing clothes us. And it's like even putting on an armor. We are clothed, we are protected by God. Amen. Matthew Henry says about this psalm, "Complications in life and grief do us good when they engage us to pray to God as in earnest prayer." David has always found God ready to answer his prayers. How many have found God ready to answer your prayers? Maybe not in the way we always want them answered, but he does answer them. Then we can look back and we can say, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Matthew Henry goes on to say, "Nothing can fix a gulf between the communication of God's grace toward us and the working of his grace in us, between his favor and our faith." Wow, how powerful. Powerful. We see problems, we run to God, we shout out to God, we believe God, we develop our faith in him and let it rise to carry us to whole new levels. When we see anguish and distress in our families, run to God, run to prayer, and get your answers and your peace there, because that's where peace comes from. His salvation is good to us. His salvation is good for us. And this year, 2010, we are going to run into it as individuals and as a congregation. We're running into God's salvation. We're running into his grace. So let's stand and let's say these verses together. "But you, God, shield me on all sides. You ground my feet. You lift my head high. With all my might, I shout up to God. His answer thunder from the holy mountain. Real help comes from God. Your blessing clothes your people." Amen.